Deep Dive Desires, Uncensored Currents Edition. She didn't plan to seduce anyone, honestly. She just wanted to film some coral, flex her shiny gold bikini, and maybe have a private little underwater fantasy or two. But fate and thighs had other plans. The moment she slipped off the dive boat, the ocean kissed her skin like it had missed her. Her GoPro blinked to life on her wrist, and she kicked off toward the reef. Bubbles trailing behind her like the opening credits of an underwater porno. Then she saw him. Him, the guy she'd sat on, literally, on the dive rig. She tried to move her tanks and ended up planting her ass directly on some very firm thighs and something extra beneath them. He just smiled and said, "Well, that's one way to buddy up." Now, here he was again, underwater, surf shorts hugging his hips, chest broad and brave, broad and bare, moving through the water like Poseidon's favourite boy toy. He looked around, a little lost, a little breathless. No dive buddy. Well, well, well. I'll be your dive buddy, she thought, swimming towards him with all the grace of a naughty mermaid. He saw her. His eyes lit up behind the mask, and he swam over, checking his gorge like he was calculating how long he'd have to absolutely destroy her soul. And then, without a word, he reached out and pulled the delicate gold string at her hip. The bikini bottom fell away like a silk secret. The cold water rushed in, and her body jerked. It wasn't just cold, it was intimate. It curled inside her like a lover's finger, and she moaned into her regulator, cheeks flushing behind the mask. She reached down, instinct taking over, her hand slipping inside his loose surf shorts. What she found there made her eyes widen. And not just because of the temperature. How was that even legal? They drifted downwards, anchored by their weight belts until her knees brushed the reef. Textured and solid, rough in all the right ways, he positioned her over a boulder, gripping her waist with a positiveness, gripping her waist with a possessiveness that sent a shiver through her. Even through 10 meters of water and compressed air. And then he was inside her, slow, deep, unrelenting. The water made everything feel surreal, like being filled and floating at the same time. Every thrust pushed water further inside her, creating an ache that was too much and not enough all at once. The pressure, the motion, the fullness. It was like being fucked by the ocean itself. Her legs trembled. Her mouth dropped open. Bubbles poured from her regulator as a tidal wave of pleasure hit. Her orgasm stealing her breath and her brain, leaving her floating in blissful chaos. She clawed at the coral like it was a headboard, eyes wide as she rode it out. He wasn't far behind. His grip tightened and she felt it, hot, thick, sudden, an urge inside her that pulsed with every twitch of his body. In the weightless silence, it felt huge, like he'd just emptied half the sea into her. For a moment, they both just floated there, suspended, panting into their regulators, surrounded by confused parrotfish and morally offended angelfish. Then she looked down. Between her legs, a soft white swirl danced in the current. She squinted. Oh my God, she thought, stifling a laugh. It actually looks like a jellyfish just clocked out of my vagina. She gave it a little wave. Goodbye. He saw it too and gave her a shrug and a smirk like, yeah, that was mine. Back on the boat, wrapped in towels and secrets. You gonna save that footage? He asked her, pointing at the GoPro still strapped to her wrist. She grinned. Absolutely, for educational purposes. He leaned in. Can I be your dive buddy again tomorrow? She winked. Only if we hit deeper waters.